You're welcome back to Morning Ireland at 9 minutes to eight. It's time once again for the business news from Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. AIB has reported an underlying loss of €700 million for the first 6 months of the year. The bank has set aside €1.2 billion to cover potential loan losses. Colin Hunt is the bank's chief executive and is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
€1.2 billion to cover loan losses, that's much bigger than anticipated. How much of that is for actual loan losses and how much for expected loan losses?
Well, the vast majority of it is actually related to expected credit losses, and it falls into three different buckets. Roughly 700 million of the 1.2 billion arises on foot of changes to our economic assumptions. We would have opened this year expecting growth in the Irish economy and the continuation of very low unemployment, effectively full employment. And of course, that's all changed now on the back of the COVID emergency. And we're now expecting the Irish economy will contract by 7.5% this year. So that drives an impairment of itself of the order of 700 million. There's an additional 400 million then coming from a deterioration in terms of credit grades as some of our larger customers and some of the majorly affected industries move lower through the stages. And then there's a management overlay of just in excess of 100 million as well, bringing us to a total of 1.2 billion. We think it's a comprehensive provision. We think it's a conservative and prudent provision, and we think it's very forward-looking, and it should substantially cover the expected credit impact from COVID-19 in 2020.
And do you expect to use up the full provision?
As I said, we expect it will substantially cover the credit charge for calendar 2020. Whether the full provision is used will depend on the evolution of the economy, not only in 2020, but also into 2021 and beyond, of course.
Okay. Your competitor, Bank of Ireland, announced yesterday that it's to reduce its workforce by 1,400 over the coming years. Is AIB planning job cuts?
Well, we have been reducing our headcount in recent years, and in fact, in the comparing June of this year with June of last year, our headcount is down by 6%, and our staff costs are down by about 6%. We had planned a voluntary severance program for 2020. It was live when COVID hit, but once it was clear about the scale of the national and economic and societal crisis that we were facing, we decided to suspend our voluntary severance program. We took the approach that we needed all hands on deck at this time of grave crisis. Our bank has been operating at full capacity, putting payment breaks into the hands of our customers, and now beginning to focus on rebooting and supporting the recovery in the national economy.
How many of those payment breaks did AIB give to customers?
So the total number of payment breaks that we've issued has been 75,000. About 10,000 of those relate to our British business, and then about 65,000 in Ireland, the vast majority of which are in our retail banking operation, 64,000 payment breaks given to customers across our mortgage business, our personal business, and our small and medium-sized business.
And how many have gone back to full repayment?
So of the 64,000, 17,000 have gone back to full repayment. What we've seen of that 64,000, roughly half have now moved out of the initial 3 month payment break phase. And of that half, slightly above half have elected to return to full repayment of principal and interest, slightly less than half rolling on to a second 3 month payment break.
Okay. Colin Hunt, we'll leave it there. Time is against us. Chief Executive of AIB, thanks for talking to us this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30. But for now, back to you, Samantha.